Hello, can you hear me?
One, two, three, mic check, mic check. I am the next Alexa.
Yes, because if you would have said her name, she would have been
Yep.
over there like, bloop, bloop.
I'm listening.
She's so nosy.
She solved a murder.
I mean, I don't doubt it.
Because she listens to background noise and they like pulled the thing. I don't know what she got up in her, but
I don't know
they
what she
pulled
got up
it.
in her.
Yep, but they pulled
Don't know
that
what she got up in her.
and they caught the guy. I mean, it was obviously the husband. It's always the husband,
No,
but
the husband always
whatever.
did it. I'm Ashley, and there's nobody mowing outside my window.
I'm Brooke, and we got our AC fixed.
And you're here with us on Teachers Who Talk Crime.
Podcast. Oh, I should have done my Alexa voice. Dang it.
Oh, you could just throw her in randomly.
Podcast.
Podcast.
Yes. She's,
Oh,
oh, I
man.
don't know if she might have heard me. Okay, I got
She
it back.
probably did. You know she's lurking.
She always lurking.
She stay lurking. But guys, guess what? Me and Brooke are gonna be together. Well,
Actually, when
our
this comes out,
tomorrow,
we're
but
gonna
not
be.
your when you hear this.
So
But we'll
when you
still be
hear
together
this, we will.
at the airport.
Right,
Well,
right,
technically it
right.
drops at midnight. So we will be together, but we're probably
We will.
napping.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Also, travel hack, because I learned it on TikTok, because we learn everything on TikTok these days.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the girl who goes and buys the neck pillow and takes out the middle cushion part of the neck pillow and stuffs it with her clothes?
Yeah.
What?
That's smart.
Also, she only took like three outfits, so I could never do that.
I have so many outfits in this carry-on.
Yeah.
And then I was stressed, so I went to Walmart, bought two new pairs of shoes, a pair of shorts, and two shirts.
That are now also in the carry-on?
They are also in the carry-on.
Yeah.
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 Well, my spirit dilemma obviously has made its way to my gym because there was a
No.
guy in my gym. He
No.
was like, "Hey, been to Delaware lately?" And I was like, "Well, actually, I'm going to Ohio on Thursday." He was like, "Flying Spirit again?" Ha ha ha. And I was like, "Actually, I've upgraded beyond.
What are you flying in?
I'm
Oh, I'm
Delta.
flying United.
Oh, girl, we thriving."
We moving on
To the big times.
Yes, I'm hype. And they got Wi-Fi on the plane, so I'm gonna be ooh.
Yes.
Yes. Cause I do have to work on my happy
So,
hour case on the plane. Yeah. I'm
yeah,
gonna get it
looking at
together.
that. You will. I mean,
You know, I always do.
I have no doubt in you whatsoever.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Yeah, like none.
Oh, man.
So, we are going to do something different for our star student today, but I do want Ashley to hit you with it because, she does her thing.
Our estudiante estrella.
Is not a review.
Nope.
However, it is a guy that I reached out to on TikTok, and his name is Sylvester Williams, and we highly encourage you to go follow him. And he was on my FYP. And he was featured on several news outlets, and he was traveling across the country by foot. Now, why did this like stand out to me? People have done that before, Brooke. This is nothing special. It is special because my butt's not about to do it.
Nope.
I'm probably not even walking to the mailbox. But the reason this guy was special is because he was doing it for a purpose, and he was doing this for mental health. And I, mental health. And I reached out to him. I was like, "Hey, we have a podcast. We often talk about mental health and like getting help for children at a young age when they've been through traumatic events and like putting your pride aside and getting your kids help. It's nothing to be ashamed of, blah, blah, blah." And I was like, "Would you be interested in answering a few questions?" And he did. So I do want to read you what he wrote me. And I again highly encourage you to go and follow him and see his message and watch his journey that he went on through the summer in this blazing Satan's butt crack. because it was 99 today and I thought I was done. So he said, my name is Sylvester Williams and I started to walk with Sylvester Movement. And my mission is to reach out and help as many people as I can that deal with mental health and to raise their ears and eyebrows to those who are not familiar with mental health. It is a silent battle that people go through every single day. And we say that all the time, mm-hmm. you know? So again, like I said, he's walking across the country. Then I asked him, why did you choose to bring awareness through walking? And he said, I chose to bring awareness to mental health through walking because it's something different. And it's something that's really going to raise people's eyebrows. Like it's something that stands out and it makes people wonder, hey, this must be serious if he decided to walk from coast to coast. Mm-hmm. Let me listen to what he has to say. And then I asked, what have you learned along this journey? Because although he has encountered several people, many people, the majority of his walk has been alone. So that has to open a lot of eyes. Yeah. You know, it's got to open a lot of things within him. Mm-hmm. And he said, the only thing on this journey that I've learned is about myself when it comes to my mental health, and also learned that everyone's suffering from everyone going through their own battles. It's so much bigger than you think. And it doesn't matter if you're rich or if you're poor or if you're black or if you're white or if you're my fan. Everyone is fighting mental battles that are silent.
Wow.
And I've always been raised, and this is a side note, but I've always been raised that everyone walking the earth that you encounter is going towards something, in something, or had just come out of something. Mm-hmm. And I've always been taught that. And that's, you know, one thing. The reason I was taught that is because that just proves you need to be kind, because you don't know which one of those things that person is at. Mm-hmm. So I also asked him, I said, where can people show their support for mental health? And I said, what's your message to the younger generation in regards to mental health? And he said, my message for the younger generation is it's okay to not be okay. You don't have to be ashamed if you're going through something you don't want to have to hold on to. And honestly, it's rather that you talk about it. And it doesn't matter if it's with a friend, a counselor, a teacher, your parents. Holding it in is not what you need to do. Mm-hmm. And you need to talk.
Yep.
And then he said that if anyone would like to join him on his walk, they were able to. He is tracking it on TikTok to show you like what state that he's going to be in. And he has shirts and armbands that are for the Sylvester walk. If you want to show your support as that as well, we'll put it in our show notes. And then he also has his Cash App, which we'll link as well if you want to support his walk. Obviously, he's walking. The things that he needs are water. He needs snacks. He needs hydration. But I've been following along with his journey, and he went to several cookouts, several parks in each state. He went to, I want to say he went to a, I don't want to say they had Down syndrome. I don't want to say they had a specific disability, but he went to some function for kids with disabilities. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He went to, a Juneteenth celebration. He went to like this small town park celebration, and people like were recognizing him. So he is getting his message out there. He's doing a great thing. And for that, I did want to make him our star student. And I was reading off my phone, so I'm sorry if that was a little choppy. I hope you guys got that message, and please go follow him and try to support him, even if it's just a kind comment.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Sylvester Williams, thank you so much for your interview. This gold star's for you. Bing.
That was good. That was great improv.
As I was getting into it, I know you guys heard the, wait, it's not a review.
It's not a review.
Yeah. But yeah. Also, fun story, guys. A teacher from Instagram actually shouted us out on her story and talked about how she loves the star student jingle. So shout out to also to Mrs. Jameson for that, because that makes me happy, because I make jingles a lot, as you guys realize. Sometimes they can be annoying and repetitive, but just knowing that you guys enjoy them, that makes my heart smile. So thank you so much for that message. This other star's for you. Bing.
And she's going to use it in her classroom, which is super cool.
Oh my gosh, yes! Please record it when you do, because that'll make me even more happy. So
I would love that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's it, y'all. Like, we are ready to jump into this.
Yeah.
And we have to be up at 4 a.m., so we're going to just go for it.
I mean, Brooke got to be up at 4. I got to be up at, like, 3, so.
Yeah, and it's already 10:39.
Yeah. So, Brooke, hit him with it.
Yep. So you need to sit down. You need to shut up because the murder is about to begin.
Ahora.
Disclaimer, Ashley and Brooke are just two teachers with opinions about true crimes. So they decided to make a podcast. Sit back, grab your load of teas, and let the crime lesson begin.
This is the murder of Sarah Stern.
You know what's so funny? Because I was scrolling to get to my case to finish it, and I looked at it real quick, just the name, and I was like, Sarah Starr? We already did her.
Why is she bringing her back?
Right? I was like, is there updates that I should know about?
Ooh. We need to check on that.
Yeah. Anyways. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. They do go to trial this summer.
And I looked up random. I looked up the Madison Sparrow case, and I couldn't find anything because I knew his trial was in June, and June is over. So, like, what happened?
Exactly.
We need to know.
We'll research for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you assume if you came across a car sitting on a bridge late at night / early in the morning? So like we're thinking like 12 to 2 a.m.
Okay.
Early but late. In the middle of the bridge with no one in it. It is unlocked and the keys are still in the ignition.
They jumped off the bridge.
Naturally, you would assume that.
Or somebody in a trunk.
That see, our murder brain goes to that. But normal people are like, oh, it's on a bridge. Honk.
You heard that? That was so aggressive. Anyway.
So naturally, people would assume that the person that owned the vehicle or the person that was in the vehicle jumped.
Yep.
That would be a normal assumption. Well, on December 3rd, 2016, in Belmar, New Jersey, this scene was discovered by an Uber driver. And while they didn't know what to assume, they did know that their gut feeling was telling them that something was off.
Okay.
So they called the police. The police said, you know, state your emergency. And the Uber driver even can be heard saying, well, it's not really an emergency, but there's like this weird car on the bridge and it doesn't look broke down. Etc., etc.
Yeah.
So the police arrive and they do their police work and they check out the scene. And they obviously run these plates to identify who the owner of the car is. And they find out that the car is owned by a Lillian Stern, a 96-year-old old woman.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope I make it. Do I hope I make it a 96?
I do if I'm like functional. I don't want to be just like a burden.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be like, come on, baby. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be like that.
Yeah. Anyways, Lillian Stern owned the car. They didn't struggle finding this little old lady because, well, she's probably not going anywhere.
Nope.
And they have all of her information. And so they go to her house and they do a wellness check. They have found her car on the bridge. This could be a silver alert. This could be, you know, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And they find her. She's fine. She's at home. And Lillian Stern tells the police that her granddaughter, Sarah Stern, who is 19 years old, uses her car from time to time to get around. It is her main form of transportation, is this particular car.
Mm-hmm.
So the police are like, okay, well, let's find Sarah and check all this out. She must have just broken down and we didn't notice anything on the bridge, but who knows?
Yeah.
So they go to the Stern resident to look for Sarah, but no one is home except for her dog, who is still in his kennel.
Oh.
The house was not damaged. It was not broken into. There were no broken windows. The door wasn't disturbed. Nothing in the home was out of place.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into the Stern family in general, mainly Sarah. Sarah Stern was 19 years old, as I mentioned earlier, and was an only child of her father and mother. Unfortunately, her mother passed away from cancer 3 years prior. Ooh. Sarah was kind and beautiful with long black hair and a very, very chiseled jawline. I mean, that's the one thing that stood out to me is her jawline was just... But more than that, she was a super talented artist. This was even her major at the local college nearby, and it was her ultimate passion. So immediately, a missing persons flyer goes up, mm-hmm. and Crime Stoppers gets involved, and they even give a reward. Well, they set a reward of $5,000 to anyone who has leads on where Sarah may be. Now, all while this is happening, 16 plus hours away at Disneyland or Disney World. What's in Florida?
Disney.
In Florida. So 16 plus hours away, because we're in New Jersey, 16 plus hours away by car, her dad and his girlfriend are in Disneyland.
Oh, Disney my God, World. I know this case. Where do I know this case from?
Do you?
I just can't remember. I just remember the Disneyland part, and then he found out, and I think he drove back, like, immediately, right?
Yeah. Oh, he drove back at, like, 2 a.m. in the morning.
Ah!
Yes.
I'm excited. Well, not excited for Sarah Stern, but I'm excited that I know this. But I can't remember. So go ahead.
I wonder, yeah. I mean, several people have, covered this, but anyways. When they learned about the car being found and Sarah potentially being missing, they jumped in the car and started their journey home. Police began asking her dad questions, her grandmother, her neighbor, her friends, basically anyone who knew where Sarah was the day of or the day before she disappeared. Mm-hmm. The neighbor had the first clue or information to give police. So on December 2nd, Sarah had texted her neighbor and asked if she could drop off a box of her things at her house. So this was weird to me, but maybe if you have close neighbors, this isn't weird.
Yeah.
Basically, Sarah was like, hey, I had this box of my things and I want to store it at your house.
Like, did you not have room at your house?
It was like... apparently a box that she didn't want her dad to know about, or it had some of her mother's things and she didn't want her dad to disturb them. It was something along those lines.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not going to ask my neighbors to store anything for me.
Mm-mm. They might go through my stuff.
Yeah. So the police were like, okay, well, tell us everything because you might have been the last person to see Sarah mm-hmm. before she disappeared. But the neighbor was like, no, mm-mm. Sarah did come by. But she came with her long-time friend, Liam
McCaputukukaka.
Oh, I got it. Sorry. I was just McCatasny. Yeah.
Suffering,
yeah, okay, got it now. I know. It was a lot to say. The neighbor, though, did tell police who did suspect three things. Sarah was kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah jumped off the bridge and unalived herself. Or foul play was involved.
Okay.
Or fourth thing, she ran away. Sorry, four things. Okay.
But if you ran away, why would you leave your car on a bridge? Would you go run?
Run away?
Like, we not gonna really run away, okay?
You know, maybe she's a runner. She has a track star.
Maybe. I don't know. I just seem exactly. like a lot.
But these were their four working theories. I feel like these four theories make sense when just a car is discovered.
Yeah.
So the neighbor and foreign police... that Sarah did seem to be in a low place at the time, but that she didn't fully believe Sarah would kill herself.
Mm-hmm.
She was kind of like, oh, yeah, she's fighting with her dad, but, like, Sarah really wouldn't take her own life. Like, yeah. She was just going through some stuff. So they questioned this further, and they asked the neighbor to tell them about Sarah's relationship with her dad, that her primary caregiver.
Giver.
And the neighbor said that they fought and they had had some tension since her mother passed away. But this was nothing like super out of the ordinary for a teen girl who had just lost her mom, was graduating, going to college, still living with her father, and everything else that was going on just in life.
Yeah, they're bound to like tussle and have like disagreements, you know?
Absolutely, because they both lost the same person, mm-hmm. but different titles in their lives.
Yes.
This man stomps like he's on a freaking mission, and he slams every door in this house.
I didn't hear anything.
Well, he's just stomping away for no
stomping
reason.
Stomping away.
Sorry. Okay.
Shout out to James. Boo, 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 boo. If y'all can see Brooke's face.
He's working my nerve.
Oh my gosh.
So again, if you are fighting with your teenage kids, this is normal.
I heard that. Oh my gosh, it's the Bella lawnmower all upstairs. Over again.
That's Bella trying to go upstairs. Hang on, pause it. Sorry, guys. I had to carry, and you might hear her whining in the background, and she might bark, and I might have to get onto her, but we have a 15-year-old dog, and Lord help her. Okay.
Not Lord help
her. So, the neighbor did say that Sarah, on the day that she saw her at her house, that Sarah did make some mention of no longer having respect for her dad anymore, but did not elaborate on this comment whatsoever.
Hmm.
So police leave and they're like, huh, next on our list is obviously Liam. He was, according to the neighbor, the last person to see Sarah before her car was discovered on the bridge.
Yep.
So they get to Liam and he is like, yeah, I saw her. We had lunch together here. We took things to her neighbor's house. She was down and out that day, super depressed, but we hung out. I dropped her off at home. I left. I went to work. Hmm. So. He also led to the idea that Sarah was talking about suicide.
That's convenient.
Even talking about, yeah. Talking about suicide and even that she had been talking about fleeing to Canada so that she could be away from her dad and be free from her dad.
But if that is true, Liam, one, why would her car be on a bridge? Nowhere near the Canadian border.
No, nowhere. Yeah.
So I don't agree.
Which then leads back to the suicide theory,
mm-hmm.
which is not possible given the scene that was found.
Yes.
But, you know, he's like, yeah, she's down and out that day. But we went to Taco Bell, and I dropped her off at home.
Mm-hmm.
If I feel like one of my friends is going through that, I'm going to have to call into work.
Yeah, you're not just going to be like, well, you know, after she ate that taco, she seemed all right, so I let her. No.
No.
Like, mm-hmm. you're not a real friend.
That Baja Blast did not fix that trauma.
It did not. It might have temporarily. But after you go to the bathroom and let it all out, man, it's right back there.
Yeah. Taco Bell do that to
it
you.
It is, yeah.
However, after talking with Liam, the police checked the story out and compared it to video footage. They had a neighbor who gave up their video footage, like their surveillance footage at their home.
Mm-hmm.
They also had footage of work and all these other cameras, I guess, like throughout several places of their journey throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it proved everything that Liam had told them to be true.
Okay.
However, there was one camera that showed Liam and Sarah going into a bank. Now, Liam failed to mention this, but he was replaying a whole day. He probably just left out that small detail. Kind of like if when we went to the dentist. Like, that really wasn't, like, super eventful. So I wouldn't really know to retell that part if I was like, oh, yeah, me and Ashley picked up the kids and they said something really funny. Then we went and got Chick-fil-A and I left out the dentist part. You know?
I mean, but I feel like he accounted his details so well. So to leave out, like, going to the bank. you know? Right.
And that,
You were like, oh, we went here. Like, you went all these places and you just forgot you went to a bank?
Exactly. Yeah. Now, Liam being the last one to see Sarah plays a vital role in this investigation, obviously. And when I learned about this case, I assumed that there was some like romantic relationship going on between the two, Sarah and Liam.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, yes, I've had guy friends, but every single source that I came upon in this research was like, they were always together. They'd been always together since they were 6 and 7 years old. Like, they've gone to birthday parties together, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, they're 19 at this point. Maybe there's like this connection. However, that is not true. Liam is genuinely just one of Sarah's best friends.
Okay, that's cute.
And had known her since they were 6 or 7 years old. They met at Sunday school, I want to say.
Oh.
Precious, right?
Yes.
They grew up together, essentially. And like I said, they went to each other's birthday parties. Their parents knew each other. They went to the same school. They even had a mutual friend that became a part of their group that took Sarah to prom.
I feel like he would have been, I feel like they were the type of friends where if they got older and they're like, look, if we're not married by this, we're going to get married and have kids together.
Exactly. That's what and we I'm all getting. Have that friend.
Yeah.
Like the friend that I made that pact with, he married.
He married.
So like that plan's clearly not going to work because I turned 30 in like 3 weeks.
Ah! Sad.
And I'm still not married.
Yet. So. Yet.
Yeah.
Growth mindset, girl. Growth mindset.
Yeah. But back to how close they were, Liam, along with other friends, joined in on the search parties that they had for Sarah throughout the area. Now, the video footage I mentioned earlier showed that while they were out and about, Sarah did visit that bank, and Liam did go inside with her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's think about our friendship. If you go in a bank, what reason do I have to get out of that car and go in there with you?
You don't.
Hey, go in. You do your thing. I'm play on TikTok.
Like, what is this moral support? Like, what? Like let me just hold your hand while you write this check. Like, yeah, no.
Exactly. It didn't make sense. But for whatever reason, he and Sarah were on footage in this bank.
Okay.
Now, the footage also shows Sarah's car leaving her home at 11:45 p.m.
That's late.
However, the image quality could not prove that it was Sarah driving the car when they left the home.
Mm.
You can see someone in the car. You can't even tell if it's a male, female, kid, old. You can't tell.
Yeah.
It's like a silhouette, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, the bank. The bank. I never heard of a bank.
Child, I want to go to the bank.
The bank footage was followed up on by policemen, as policemen do. And Sarah did not only go to the bank and go to the teller clerk. She specifically visited her safety deposit box.
What's she got in that box?
What, I ain't got no safety deposit box.
Child, I don't got one either. I would put a paperclip. Like if I had one, there would be a paperclip in there.
Paying fees on a paperclip.
It would be pennies.
I feel like you get a safety deposit box when you have money to deposit.
Absolutely. Like when you got like family heirlooms or something.
Yeah, I ain't got all that.
No, I don't.
Yeah. So... clearly, Sarah did because she not only went to her safety deposit box, but she got money out of her safety deposit box.
Get to the charger.
Ooh, that...
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, Siri. Sorry, I have it set when it gets to a certain percent to tell me to plug it in. So sorry, go to continue, Sarah.
It's very aggressive, Charlie. Oh, Ashton just pooted.
I'm not pooted. Come on, girlfriend.
Oh, God, Ashton.
I love that. I love when things like this happen on our podcast because it just gives us more personality, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry you're wafting poot, but, you know.
Dying.
What is you feeding that girl?
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Okay. Now, the reason I bring up this whole safety deposit box situation is because remember all those theories that they were working on. She was kidnapped. She jumped. She ran away. Or she unalived herself.
Uh-huh.
The taking the money out of the deposit box could point the finger in the running away direction.
Yeah, because I was thinking more of like a ransom, but why would you need a ransom? Why would you go get ransom money with your friend?
But if you ain't been kidnapped, why do you need ransom money?
Yeah, I would. I don't know, man.
Just carry around. Just get look, it's late,
okay?
Around.
There's a bug on my wall. Oh, no.
Give it your ransom money you got.
I gotta go kill it. Hold on. I gotta go kill it. Okay. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Now, like I said, taking money out of your safety deposit box would support this running away theory.
Mm-hmm.
However, wouldn't you think if you were planning to run away to another country,
yeah,
that you would take all of the money?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to have access to that bank. Because you have to physically go to a safety deposit box.
Yeah, you can't like be like, hey, send my stuff over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, my second question is, why did a 19-year-old have all this money? Because it was well over $25,000.
Damn.
That Sarah had in her accounts.
Child, she got more money than I made in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a lie, but she got more money than me.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is actually a very interesting story, and I will get to that later because it is relevant to this case. However, we're going to switch gears and go back to the police theories and all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So where are we? Police have followed leads of a possible runaway, suicide, kidnapping, and what else did I say?
Suicide, kidnapping, runaway? You said that.
I said that.
What was the fourth one?
I don't remember.
Mm. It'll come to
us. So runaway, suicide, kidnapping, and all in between. Now, they're not leaving any stone unturned at this point, and they are starting to rule out the theory that she actually ran away.
Mm-hmm.
Because at her house, the police found her social security card, her dog, and her passport. And she also didn't take all of her money.
And you wouldn't leave your dog in a kennel if you was running away.
Also, yes, you wouldn't. But if I'm going to run away, like, Ashton is my child.
Yeah.
I'm taking Ashton with me.
Yeah.
I don't know how we getting across the border together, but we getting across the border.
And also, it's pretty fishy. Liam went with her to the bank, right? But he has no idea that she ran away. Like, what was her excuse telling him? Like, oh, we just here to get some money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if they were the friends that you've described them as, he would have known she was running away. Point blank, period.
Yes. Also, though, it's not one thing to just go and get money. Like, I went and got money today. I went and got $200 out. I didn't go get, like, thousands.
Yeah. And then take a couple thousand and leave the rest. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
If you go hard, exactly. Go hard, man.
So they officially ruled out the idea of a runaway. So their next theory that they needed to debunk was the theory of her jumping.
Uh-huh.
So they immediately got helicopters, dive teams, search parties, boats, etc. Everything you need to find a body.
Okay.
And they all began searching Shark River, which is the river that was located below the bridge that the car was found on. Now, this is not like a river. It is, but this river
has sharks in it.
Connects to the ocean, to the Atlantic Ocean. So this river feeds into the ocean.
Like directly, like boom, bam.
Directly, like boom, bam.
Okay.
Yes. It literally, the bridge is at the outlet of where the ocean feeds in, like the ocean and the river meet.
Dang.
Yeah. This also has a very swift current that helps this water move into the ocean.
Yeah.
Therefore, it is believed that if Sarah was in the water, it was more than likely that her body was carried out into the Atlantic Ocean that same night.
Yeah.
However, the efforts didn't stop. But over 2 months since her car was found, there were no answers as to what happened to Sarah Stone.
2 months?
2 months.
Dang.
Cold. Yeah. Then, all of a sudden, this kid appears by the name of Anthony Curry. Anthony lives in New York and attends college in New York, mm-hmm. and he is an aspiring filmmaker.
Okay.
Anthony even knew Sarah as they were from the same area. Now, Anthony was in New York at the time of Sarah's disappearance, so he is not involved in any way. But, boy, did he have a story to tell that would break this case wide open.
Oh.
So, here we go. Anthony calls his dad. And according to his dad, he was all chucked up, super panicky, super paranoid about the disappearance of Sarah. And he proceeds to tell his dad this story slash interaction that he had with a guy when he was home visiting at Thanksgiving in 2016.
Okay.
And how at the time it didn't seem like anything, but now he feels as though he should let police know what he knows. And his dad agrees. And he's like, yes, we have to go to the police, Anthony. We have to tell them what you just told me. Like, you need to make a formal statement. You need to get yourself clear of this.
Mm-hmm.
So Anthony goes to the police station. He's like, I got something to tell you. I am friends with Liam. He tells police that horror films are his thing. And this is one thing that he and Liam often bonded over in their friendship throughout the years.
Okay.
So over Thanksgiving break, a week prior to Sarah's disappearance, the pair are hanging out, you know, just hanging out. He's home for Thanksgiving break, you know, what college kids do. They just go see their old friends.
Yeah.
And according to Anthony, Liam tells him that he has an idea for Anthony's next horror film. And he bases this pitch off the idea of killing a girl by strangulation and then disposing of her body by throwing it off a bridge with other friends involved in the plot.
Huh.
The police are like, okay, cool, but why are you just now coming forward with this? Like, this is a little weird.
Yeah.
And Anthony tells them, well, this didn't seem odd to me. We were always pitching horror films idea to each other. Like, this wasn't a big deal. Like, this conversation, not that these happened normally, but just horror films in general, they would talk about.
Yeah.
And Anthony's like, also, I immediately went back to school. I got busy and guts and gore just normal to me. Like, this is not strange.
Did he find out about Sarah's death like later then?
Yes.
Okay. Because okay, so I was that, like,
yes. And I'm,
what's going on?
So Anthony saw that Sarah was missing, but keep in mind, nobody said anything about her dying.
Yeah.
She's just a missing person. Mm-mm. That's literally all anyone knows.
Yeah.
So Anthony said that he does remember seeing that Sarah disappeared, but he wasn't super close to Sarah. He just knew who she was.
Yeah. So it was like, dang, I hope they find her like that. I know her, you know?
Right. Exactly. Anthony said that he finally made this connection when Liam snapped him saying something along the lines, hey, have you talked to the cops? And Anthony responded back, no. Why? And it was then that Liam suggested the two needed to talk in person.
That's sus. Why would we need to talk in person?
Now, Anthony screenshot these messages, which was weird to me because it tells you when people screenshot your messages on Snapchat.
Did it always do that, Liam, though?
Maybe not in 2016.
I don't think it always did that.
You're right.
I think back then you could screenshot.
Oh, it was the 1 second rule. Remember, you had to screenshot it like really quick.
Yeah, because now even if you take a picture with another phone, it's still it can see now, and it still says you took a screenshot. Like, it's smart.
That's creepy.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Huh. So Anthony's like, yeah, that was an immediate red flag. Like, as soon as I saw that snap, all these like talks came back of like Liam and the strangle, like all this plot and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I've been freaked out since and I had to come forward. And the police are like, well, we've chatted with Liam a few times and his story pans out. Like, we have footage showing that his story is true. But now the police are like, okay, we gotta see if this is like, is he pulling one over on us or what's happening? And they are going to use Anthony to do this. Now, if I'm Anthony, I'm buckling in my boots. Like, I came to y'all and gave you this information. Let me go back home.
Yeah, like, I did my due diligence. Bye.
Yeah. However, the police are like, well, Anthony, if what you're saying is true, this is not a missing person anymore. This is murder.
Yeah.
So the police ask Anthony if he would be their informant and get information out of Liam. Because they don't believe that if they go to Liam a third time and ask him about this story, that Liam would just willy-nilly come forward.
Yeah.
Right? So they want Anthony to be the informant. And I'm going to play you the recording because it is chilling. But I want to swing back to that whole Sarah's 25K bank story as it has now come up in our investigation. So Sarah's mother died, as I mentioned earlier, but had hidden boxes around the house or a house. It really isn't clear if it was in like another property owned by Sarah's mother or if it was in like their house that she currently lived in. I've heard both on the sources. Anyway, Sarah discovered these boxes that her mother had hidden away from her. And inside these boxes was money, like cash money.
So when you say she had them hidden, it was like hide and seek, find a box, get some money?
Yeah.
Oh, like she didn't tell nobody about the money? It was just hidden?
It was just hidden.
Huh, interesting.
And in one source, her dad even like found out about this and her dad was like, huh, that sounds like something her mom would do. You know, like it was like, that's humorous. It does sound like something her mom would do to leave behind to make sure Sarah was taken care of.
Yeah.
Now, although yes, this was cash money, this was like the old dollar bills and money like desecrated at that point. So which makes sense as to why she kept a lot of it in that safety deposit box where it was well maintained.
Yes.
Now, when Sarah found this money, what did she do? Oh, she told her best friend, Liam.
Damn.
Because that's her bestie. And she told him about how much she thought was in the boxes. And it was estimated, according to Liam, that there was $100,000 in the boxes total.
Damn, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Especially for a 19-year-old.
And especially just to be hiding it around your house in boxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Remember back in the day when people hid cash up in their mattresses?
I mean, yes, but dang.
Yeah. This is why the trip to the bank took place and with Liam in tow. Now, why do I even bring this money up? Well, if this was in fact true, when Liam went to the bank with her, and if what Anthony is saying is true about this theory of the strangulation and the plot that Liam sold to him for a horror film, if all of this is true, Liam would now be in possession of that money and he wouldn't be able to justify it. So this is the possibly the motive for being involved in Sarah's disappearance, which they do say that money is the root of all evil.
It is.
So the plan was Anthony would ask Liam to borrow money for a camera that was just broken, air quotes, while filming. And he was going to get him talking.
Okay.
So, like, he's like, hey, Liam, like, my camera broke. Can I have some of that girl's money? Literally says that girl. I mean, not Liam. Anthony literally calls Liam and says, can I have some of that girl's money? And Liam's like,
what
dead
money?
Silent. Yeah, he goes, maybe, but we need to meet in person. So the boys scheduled to meet up, and this takes place on January 31st, 2017. Mm-hmm. And although Anthony is not wearing a wire at the time, the car itself was in fact bugged, and it was recording everything that was happening.
Okay.
Liam in the audio, and I'm going to play some of the audio in just a second, but Liam in the audio can be heard asking Anthony as soon as he gets in the car if he can pat him down to check for wires.
That's hella sus. Like, what do you...
Super weird.
Yes.
Also, though, but if I'm Anthony, I'm sweating bullets.
I would have pooped.
I'm peeing myself.
I would have pooped.
Poop is in my pants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm like, he's on to me. So, Ashley, I'm going to play a piece of this audio for you, and it is a little graphic, so audience, be warned. That is your warning right there.
Okay.
I'm hanging out with her. She has, we went to the bank, she took some money out, not all of her money. We're counting it out, and then she goes to walk out the front door. I choke her out, drag her. My biggest problem was the dog, and her dog laid there and watched as I killed her. Didn't do anything. What kind of dog is that? It's like some.
Was it a big dog?
It looks like a beagle, but it's like the size of a Great Dane.
Jeez. Nobody was there?
No, nobody was there. Even her dad wasn't there. He was in Florida.
Yeah, you said that he was
there. Yeah. So, I have to leave. I dropped my phone at Sarah's house. My phone was at Sarah's house. Like...
Wait, you left your phone?
Yeah, I lost it. I couldn't find it. I had to go to work. I had timed everything out so that...
Oh, why did you take your phone? You should have left it in your pocket.
Dude.
What were you doing?
Strangling someone? I couldn't find it, dude. It ended up being out in the driveway.
Oh, it must have dropped out of your pocket.
It must have dropped when I was crawling to get in the car. But I choke her out, drag her into the back, put her in the bathroom. And then I had to go straight to work. So Preston came over, took the body, put it in the bushes.
So Ashley's face tells it all.
That was the nonchalantness. I don't even know if that's a word. Like, just how chill as a cucumber he was talking about murdering his best friend. And also, who the hell is Preston?
Exactly. Exactly. So, as you guys heard, that was literally a detailed confession out of Liam's own mouth. He killed Sarah over money. And not even the amount of money that he thought he would get. Granted, there is no amount of money to kill someone and take their life, but Liam killed Sarah over a total of $10,000.
And he sounded so just like ungrateful about it. Like, yeah. I only walked away like this little bit of money. Like, what?
Exactly. Now, the part of the recording that you didn't get to hear, but Liam goes on to say that he doesn't even think about it anymore. Now, as you heard and as Ashley asked, he wasn't alone. because he asked his roommate, Preston, to help him. And the two would then split the money, but bury it for a little while so that they can lay low. I'm going to move the mic. Okay, hold on. Got it.
I just wonder, what did he say to her to get her to take out this money? One. And two, you ask your roommate, hey, you want to kill this girl for some money? And he's just like, yeah? Just two murderers just shacked up in a house together just randomly?
Because I'd be like, no, go to sleep, bro.
I would have, what? Oh, no.
Now, Preston was not just Liam's friend. Preston was Sarah's friend. And not only that, Preston is the one who took Sarah to her junior prom.
Scandalous.
Like, they were close.
Like, you just don't take anybody to junior prom. You take somebody you know special.
That you're going to have fun with.
Yeah, that's a special time. You're just not, hey, you friends of my friend, you want to take me to the prom? That's not how.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think you know a guy.
So, you think you know your friends.
Oh, my gosh. Brooke, don't ever.
I would never. I would never.
I mean, you want my paperclip in my safety deposit box or what?
I want all your sheen clothes.
Oh, gosh. This is wild.
I know. So the two hatched this plan, and here's how it went. Liam did hang out with Sarah that day, as the footage in his story showed. He also somehow convinced her to go to the bank and get this money out, and listen to this, they would count it together at her house.
And you know what's crazy? She probably didn't think nothing of it because that's her best friend since like they were literally going to kindergarten together. She was like, oh, he's just trying to help me out. And he was not.
I don't know how to, you know, take care of this money. It's tattered. It's torn. Like, maybe he knows something I don't know.
Yeah.
So when they got back to her house, as the footage shows, he didn't just drop her off. He went inside the home. And this in and out was very quick, so no one thought anything of it. But this is when he strangled her in her bedroom. And he told Anthony, this was the sick part, that he didn't even realize how long it took to strangle someone. But don't worry, he took out his phone and he timed it on his phone.
Why would you do that? What would possess you to do that? What?
Yeah.
Not only are you strangling your best friend, you're like, let's see how long it takes. Like, what? You are a sick individual.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm. However, Liam, as you heard on the recording, was on a schedule. Like, literally says he's on a schedule. So he's like, oh, crap. Like, I got to leave this house. Like, I didn't realize this was going to take so long. So I'm going to move her body into the bathroom, and I'm going to leave and go to work, and I'm going to use work as my alibi. However, as you also heard, you can't plan everything, and Liam somehow lost his phone at Sarah's house in his way out or somewhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
So this is now when Preston comes on the scene. Preston shows up at the house, goes in a certain way where he can't be seen by the cameras. So he goes through the back of the house, and the cameras are like at the front, if that makes sense, like of the... The neighbors' cameras were pointing at the front of Sarah's house.
Yes.
Okay. So Preston goes through the back of the home, through the back door, and he brings... didn't make any sense to me, but what... I mean, boys don't make sense to me. Murderers don't make sense to me.
Yeah.
He brings Sarah's body into the backyard and leaves her body in the bushes in the backyard.
So you just... You're just leaving her out. I mean, granted, she's in the bushes, but she's out in the open.
Yeah, like Karen could peek over the fence and be like, oh, that's an arm.
Yeah. Did he leave her out there for a long time?
Well, long enough for Liam to work a whole shift at his steakhouse.
Wait, so he went there, moved the body, and then dipped?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's so crazy because they have a lot, like everything is planned out to a T. But this was not planned.
Yeah, moving into the backyard, I didn't understand. I guess it's because when they go back and get her, that's easier access to it instead of going back in the house.
I guess, but at the same time, like when you go back to get her, they're going together, no?
Yes, they're going to go back together.
So you theoretically could have left her in the bathroom and you both...
Yes.
I mean, but maybe that would look like shady if the both of y'all were carrying out the... the whole thing is shady. I don't know.
Yes, but yeah. Yeah. So somehow Preston got word, like, Liam lost his phone. He's like, hey, dude, like, you gotta look for my phone. I can't find it anywhere. It was in the driveway, I do believe, but they don't get it back right away. Preston doesn't find it. He's, like, looking for it. He doesn't find it. So he's like, we gotta leave it. You know, like, we'll figure it out. So anyways, Liam's work, his shift ended, and the two headed back over to get the body and the money that they feel they are now entitled to. So the two again go around back. They pull the car, not the car, but here's where I don't really know how the security cameras were lined up exactly, because they load Sarah's body into the passenger seat of the car, buckle her in, and head to the bridge, with Preston following behind in the getaway car. Mm. Now, as the car pulls out, that's when the camera catches them, but they can't tell who's driving.
Yes.
And they end up finding Liam's phone under the car after they pulled out. He's like, oh, my phone.
Ooh.
But they're not using their phones because, like you said, they did plan this out. And the boys know how cell towers work.
Mm-hmm.
So the boys were not using their phones. They were communicating through walkie-talkies throughout this whole ordeal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, how far is his job from the house? Because those had to be some pretty decent walkie-talkies. I don't know how far he worked, where he worked in proximity to Sarah's home. But if it was able, I don't imagine he worked around the corner. So I feel like that would have to be some heavy-duty walkie-talkies that they're using.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the whole idea was that Preston wouldn't pull up behind Liam on the bridge. He would kind of pass by again until, like, Liam could, like, jump in the car and, like, get away. Right?
Mm-hmm.
However, Liam didn't realize how much dead weight actually weighed. And Liam couldn't lift Sarah's body. And so he had to beep beep walkie-talkie Preston to come, put a second car on the bridge, and help him.
They didn't fingerprint her car?
That's a great question.
Because I feel like his fingerprints were all over that car.
Actually, I don't know. That's a great question because they also pull, like, I mean, Liam was driving. So you're right. Unless he was wearing gloves. Because remember, they thought everything through.
Yeah.
So anyways, the boys leave. They leave the scene as it was discovered by that Uber driver.
Do we know how, like, what time they dumped her versus when the Uber driver found the car?
Well, her car pulled out of the driveway at 11:45.
11:45. And then the Uber driver
was at 1-ish.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
But according to a lot of sources, and I didn't put this in here, a few cars came forward after they realized what happened and said they passed it, like passed the car, not the actual action of him throwing her over the bridge.
Yeah.
But like they passed the car prior to the Uber driver actually calling it in. So that kind of gave somewhat of a timeline.
That's so crazy that they were able to time it and nobody passed that bridge. You know what I mean? Like nobody saw it.
Oh no, cars did.
No, but I'm saying like them doing it. Like you're out in the open at that point if you're taking her body out of a car and throwing it. You know what I'm saying? Like you're out, yeah. You're exposed.
Well, he said that a car was coming when he had her out of the car and he couldn't lift her. And all of a sudden he got adrenaline and was able to lift her and he put her back in the car. Like shoved her back in.
Wow.
So someone did see this. Mm. They just didn't know what they saw.
Yeah.
You know.
That's crazy.
So this is basically what happened. And this is what Liam tells Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
And so Liam gets out of the car with Anthony and the two go their separate ways. And I just know Anthony had miles of skid marks in those underwear.
Yeah, he definitely doogied on himself.
Because a graphic story like that, and I have to play it cool, and I have to actually like kiki it up with you.
Yeah. Because he was.
And act like I'm.
Because he did a pretty good job, you know, keeping his cool.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't really hear any worry in his voice, which was good. But I imagine that as soon as he got out of that car and Liam went away, like he either passed out or like pooped actually on himself or just had some type of panic attack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As he would.
Mm-hmm.
However, because of this confession, Liam was arrested 2 days later on February 2nd, 2017 on multiple charges.
Good.
They also arrested Preston on multiple charges as well.
As they should have.
But Preston went in singing, baby, like a canary.
Oh, did he get off because he was singing?
And he was snitching left and right. And he actually ended up pleading. And in the plea agreement, he agreed to testify against Liam.
Mm-hmm. For what?
So at what?
Like for what? Like what did he get out of that?
Oh, he still went to prison. I'm going to get to his sentence.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. At trial, Preston told the court that it wasn't supposed to be a murder in the beginning. The way it was pitched to Preston was we were just going to rob her. But then Liam brought this idea up of like killing her.
And you were Preston still like, okay.
Also, exactly. Like, this isn't robbery gone wrong. This was planned out.
Yeah. At any point, you could have been like, sir, this ain't for me.
Yeah. So Preston also led the police to the money that Liam and him did end up stealing from Sarah and where it was buried.
Mm-hmm.
Because they buried the money, remember?
Yeah.
Because we're in the 1900s. And Preston showed a lot of remorse on the stand, stating that he felt horrible and that he only did it because he felt forced by Liam. And Preston was ultimately sentenced to 18 years and can apply for parole in 2032.
Okay, 2032. We got some ways to go.
We got some ways to go.
But at the same time, if you felt all this remorse, then after the fact, I mean, y'all were helping search for her.
On multiple search parties.
Like, if you felt that bad, you should have said something.
You should have sang like a canary before any of this even happened.
Yes. Like, her dad was looking for her for 2 months before this case even had some trajectory to getting solved. So if you really felt that bad, you should have said something from Jump Street.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But you know how we love to talk about these defense teams.
Oh, God. What do they do?
Liam's defense. Oh, they're good. They're good. Defense teams are good, but they are cuckoo.
Mm-hmm. For Cocoa Puffs.
Yes. They said that all of this was an act for a film the boys were going to make. The confession was not a confession of murder. It was Liam's audition for Anthony's next movie. And none of it was true.
I'm going to head out. I'm going to go.
It was an audition.
But an audition that you actually did, and we can back up that you did.
Mm.
They were reaching, honey.
Mm-hmm. They said that none of this was true. It was an audition. Liam and Anthony were working on this movie together. This was Liam's audition to be in Anthony's movie. Preston and Anthony are lying because they lie all the time because they're filmmakers and like they're extra and they're dramatic and they're just making all this up. Mm-hmm.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, I'm glad you think so, because the jury also thought so.
Oh, okay. I was
they
like...
They weren't buying this. No, they were not buying it.
I imagine when they were delivering this that the jury was like, Ashton Kutcher?
Are you punking us right
like,
now?
Like, what's up? Because this can't be real.
Yeah. Also, if that was your audition tape, you're a sucky actor.
You're the worst.
Because you were so nonchalant when saying all that.
Like, was that the vibe you were going for, Liam? Was that the aesthetic that you were trying to give to your audience of your audition film?
Yeah. First of all, it was an audition. Like, you didn't even know you were being recorded.
Exactly.
I can't with him.
I can as well. And then if it was an audition, then how? Ooh, the money just appeared there? Oh my God, it just appeared there.
Buried in your backyard.
You like purposely buried it there for the sake of the audition? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
It's insane.
So on June 21st, 2019, Liam was found guilty and he was sentenced to life.
Without parole.
Plus 10 years on top of life.
Let's go. Life plus 10?
Mm-hmm. But to this day, Sarah Stern has not been found.
They didn't find her?
Mm-mm. They have never found her body.
I mean, if it's in the ocean, they got a lot of ground to cover. And then also, there's animals in the ocean. So.
Yep.
Dang.
Yep. And like, I know, and like the confession and stuff tape is online. You guys can go and watch the whole thing. Like, we just played a clip. But you can, if you choose to go watch the confession tape, he literally says, this is so sick. And I know that I just like smirked because it's just so sickening. He literally tells Anthony, I really thought that I'd feel something, but I don't feel any different.
For your best friend?
Yeah.
Your best friend that you grew up with, you thought you would feel something and you felt nothing? Was she even ever your friend, bro?
Or have you been wearing a mask your entire life?
Because that is a lot of years of fakery.
Yeah. And he also tells Anthony, which you don't hear in what we played, but again, I encourage you to go listen to the confession on your own. He literally says, quote, I mean, what are you going to do? Live a boring ass life? So when I think of a fulfilled life and a fun life, I don't put murder at the top of that list.
Yeah, and murder for money that essentially jokes on you that you can't even use.
Yeah. Money that you didn't even get what you thought.
And you sound like an entitled prick the way you're talking about it. Like, she said it was mad money, bro. It was only like 10 grand. Nah. Like, what?
Yeah. And both Liam and Preston, from what I could find, come from like upper middle class families. Like, they didn't want for nothing, but like they didn't need this money.
Yeah. That's wild. That is bizarre.
Yeah.
I feel like every time we do a case, like, it's just like, it makes me so thankful that my circle is so small, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes me very thankful because imagine like you going to your best friend like, yo, you'll never guess what I found in my house. I found all this bread. And immediately he's like, yo, I'm gonna kill her and take her money. What?
Exactly.
And feel nothing?
Nothing.
And aren't like, this is my best friend. Like, I thought about it. I'm not gonna do it. But it was like, no, we're gonna do it. And
planned
we did
it for 6 months.
Wait, he had this planned out for 6 months?
6 months.
Wow.
Yeah. I will say, the only upside of my life is no one will ever murder me for money.
Facts.
Because I don't have any.
Same.
Yeah. My family doesn't have any either, so you can't ransom them. They'll
Same. They will cutie. They will be like, look, I'm sorry, we ain't got it.
You got Afterpay?
Oh, man, not Afterpay.
Oh,
that is crazy.
Yes.
I wonder if, like, they'll ever find something, you know?
Well, it's like what we just did, the Natalie Holloway. If you in the ocean.
Yeah.
Like you said, the ocean's a big place.
It is. And if her body was taken out into the ocean that rapidly, like, like, it's really infinite. Like,
mm-hmm.
Wow. If I was her dad, I would have punched Liam in his face. I would have punched him in his face.
When they arrested him, her dad, like, reportedly was, like, in shock. And I don't mean, like, in shock like we're thinking. I mean, like, in shock. And he, like, did an interview and he was like, this kid came to my backyard for birthday parties.
Yep. Like, the betrayal was probably a different level of betrayal. Because, again, y'all grew up together. You were part of the household. You probably had a key to the crib. Like, you were a part of that family. They trusted mm-hmm. you. You were there to comfort her when her mother passed away. you were probably at her mother's funeral. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Like,
all of this, and then for you to backstab her like that and feel nothing, and then have to face her family and have and feel nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. That is just...
Now, there are... This is... I understand that trauma is hard for a lot of people in different ways. And I understand that when something like this happens in a small town, you're going to have those community members that are split. However,
split even by what?
And that's what I'm getting at. Even after the conviction, even after the tape was played in court, there are still community members that do not believe Liam did this. And they think that she ran away.
So she ran away and she's using these bills that were in the exact spot that Liam said they were going to be at. So how is she thriving?
Exactly.
How is she thriving?
Because she didn't run away.
Like, people are really dumb.
People don't want to see the truth.
But, baby, it's there in your face.
He said it.
You got a tape of him saying it.
You don't just told have hearsay. You everything. You have it out of his mouth.
You could probably, if her car is even still in, was still in, even in evidence, you can fingerprint that car and find his prints all over it.
Yep. So that is, unfortunately, the murder of Sarah Starr.
No.
And I'm not Sarah Starr. So you had me thinking Sarah Starr.
Sorry. Their names are very similar.
Yes, they are.
Dang. That's wild.
And the piece of crap that Liam is.
I hope he is just getting it in jail.
He was sentenced to, from what sources said, a prison where some of the most dangerous prisoners are
Let's go.
Located.
I hope he is their little sissy boy.
Holding the pocket.
Yep.
I learned that on break. Wait, where did I learn that? Prison break.
Yep, just like, here, babe, I'm going to hold it for you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just,
I'm dreaming about that 10 grand you did not get.
Yep. You wish. You would have thought. Now you sharing a cell with big Bertha.
Big Thunder.
Yeah. And he giving you the thunder.
I hate this, though, for Sarah's dad who lost his wife. And was feeling like he was getting his life back. He was getting a girlfriend. His, you know, child graduated. They're going to rebuild this relationship. And then he loses Sarah too.
And then what's crazy about it, what I was just thinking of is like, imagine if she would have went to Florida with him.
Yeah.
Like, would have this been prolonged? Would it still have happened? I mean, he was planning it for 6 months, or did he plan it when he found out like, ooh, this is my opportunity. Her dad's not going to be here.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that this Disney trip was planned out. And you have to think of how meticulous he was with every little detail, like making himself seen in the Taco Bell footage, making himself seen on the bank camera, making that story line up with the video footage, you know, knowing where the camera would be to get into the backyard. And then it's crazy.
It is.
Mm. Well. It is 12 o'clock your time. It is 11 o'clock my time.
Mm-hmm. I got to be up in 3 hours.
We getting 2 hours of sleep.
I'm getting no sleep. No sleep till boom, 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 boom. Yep. Ohio! Nope.
Club. Another club. Bus. No sleep. No sleep. Club. Bus.
Eat. Because that's important. Yes. Get my nails done.
Brunch.
Pool.
Pool.
Party.
Party.
All the things.
No sleep.
Well, I mean, even though we not going to get no sleep, y'all got to get some sleep. So the bell don't dismiss you.
We do.
So bye.
Bye.